Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Watchers Podcast. My name is Tyler.
And my name is Clay.
Yeah.
And as Tyler just said, we are the Watchers. This is an all things Marvel podcast. We're talking movies, we're talking shows, we're talking specials. We're going to have our comments, questions, and concerns. Maybe we can answer a couple of your guys' questions while we're at it. Maybe. Possibly.
Possibly.
We'll see about it. Tell me, Gonzo, a.k.a. Tyler, what are we covering today?
Episode 5.
Bang!
Of Agatha All Along.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is a great episode.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited to talk about it.
Yeah.
Short
episode?
Short.
A lot happened.
I personally would say this is better than episode 4. So, I like that.
Yeah. Still on the upward train here.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty fantastic.
Every episode's, you know, they do a really good job leaving you anticipating for the next one.
Absolutely.
Which I really like.
Yeah. They're really good at that.
Yeah.
Took a page out of Breaking Bad's book.
Yeah. But that is it. And I think, you know,
well,
unless you have any.
I do have one thing I want to say.
Okay.
Before
mm-hmm.
you slam that, which is, ladies and gentlemen, let's put a little bit of respect on Tyler's name here. Everybody give him a round of applause. The boy from episode 1 called that the teen.
Oh, yeah.
Was going to be Wanda's son. So convincingly that is what my entire, when I'm watching the show, that's the only thing I can envision at this point. And he had a home run. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Did an absolutely phenomenal job.
Appreciate
Why don't you go ahead and that thing up there. Tyler, are you ready for act number uno?
No.
All right. Are the people ready, though? That's more important.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Gonzo, do me.
Bang!
All right. Act numero uno. The episode opens with some animals leaving the grave that Rio crawled out of. A fox runs behind a tree and transforms into one of the Salem Seven. Lilia has a premonition on the Seven chasing them, so she wakes everybody up so they can run. As they run, they hear noises from the front and from the back, and they realize they are trapped. The teen has an idea to conjure up some flying brooms, and against their better wishes, they do it anyway to escape. The teen notices an owl, and it transforms and attacks the teen, but Alice saves them, and they start flying. Skirt! Skirt, skirt! You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The road forces the witches down so they can't fly super high, but the teen notices the house in the distance for their next trial. One of the Salem Seven is blocking the road and sends bugs towards them, but Agatha plows through the witch to enter the home. The teen loses his spell book while flying.
Mm.
I think this is pretty important.
Mm-hmm.
Rio says it's Agatha's trial, and she knows that because of the blood moon outside. A board game flips out of a stack of games, exposing a Ouija board. And the timer starts counting down from 30 on their all fun little watches. That, ladies and gentlemen, is going to conclude act number uno.
Nice.
Big bop boop.
Quick 2 points.
Love that.
For act one.
Yeah.
I'm a CGI guy. I have to point it out if I see something I do not like or do like.
Of course.
This one of the seven, I don't know their names yet, but when the bees comes out, when the bee.
I'm so sorry. Please continue.
You good?
Yeah, it was really shocking.
Yeah. when the bees is coming out of her mouth.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little rough, showing really the 30 mil coming out.
Yeah.
But honestly, it was short and simple.
Yeah, it was
so it really
quick.
Wasn't that like crazy.
See, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with that.
Okay.
I personally thought the flying on the broomsticks was pretty terrible. I don't know, I'm not a Star Wars fan, but it reminded me of the Star Wars movie, almost that show there, where they're like riding on like the hovering bike through like the forest.
Okay.
I think it's the one that has like the Ewoks, whatever the hell.
I don't know. Yeah.
But it seemed like they just took that exact blueprint of what they did in Star Wars and put it in this show.
Kind of looked like they were on some strings.
Yeah. I thought that was worse than the bees. I didn't mind the bees personally.
Okay.
But you each your own.
I mean, they both were a little rough. I just noticed. I think the bees might have been a little worse, and you think the rooms were a little worse.
Of course.
And then I think the thing that I was most surprised about was in Act 1 was that we're getting Agatha's trial so early on. I mean, early on, it's episode 5.
Yeah, we're halfway through.
But I feel like I thought all of the coven would get their trials before we see Agatha's.
I agree with that.
So it was really interesting.
Yep.
And it makes me wonder, also, are we even going to get a Billy
trial?
Maybe? I don't know.
Maybe.
Kind of seems like he's a part of each trial.
And yeah.
You're going to touch on something.
I will. I also wanted to bring up something you're going to touch on, but maybe the reason why we got Agatha so early was because of something you're going to touch on in a bit.
Yeah.
So, a little one of these for you guys. Stick sprinkle. Around.
Yeah.
Is that everything you have, though?
That is.
Okay. And then, just to kind of give you guys some backstory on how the Salem Seven came about, at least for the show and not so much for the comic books, Lilia tells the group about Agatha's previous coven, saying she killed her original coven. Then Jen chimes in, saying by stealing their power. And then Rio chimes in after her, saying because her mother tried to have her executed. Obviously, that's going to be where we just talked about in the end of WandaVision and everything. Yeah. And then Lilia finishes saying that when she murdered the sister witches, Agatha spared the children, the young children, which became the Salem Seven. So that's the origin of them. Mm. And then just as like a, I don't know, I feel like as a witch, you kind of, you know, you don't live in a barn, shut your doors. How do you forget to close the summoning door? Unless, do you think that it was intentional by Rio to let the Salem Seven in?
I think from your point from the last episode that Agatha and Rio might have had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they left it open on purpose.
Okay.
More development on that.
Yeah, because I'm curious on why Agatha would want the Salem Seven in there.
Because if we go chase him down the road further.
Yeah, but it still puts Agatha's life in danger.
Maybe. Maybe.
What do you mean by maybe?
Well, she has the coven to protect her. They're going to protect her. And Agatha's really good at escaping.
That is true. She's a really good escape artist.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. The moon was gorgeous.
Yeah. The flying scene was rough, but the view was nice.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
It definitely gave me E.T. vibes.
Okay.
Yeah. phone home. You know what I'm saying? And then also to touch on the moon, instead of having the moon faces on the doors that we previously seen, the water and the fire, they just used the actual moon to figure out whose trial it was, which I thought was like a kind of like, not a twist, but it kind of broke
moon, right?
The theme, the blood moon.
Blood moon, yeah.
Kind of broke the theme, but I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. I was a little bummed out because those doors are so fire.
Yeah, was it Alice's doors?
Yeah, the fire door.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sick. Mm-hmm. But overall, it was still really cool.
Nice.
And that concludes my act number one notes.
All right. Well, let's jump right into act two.
Bang, 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 bang.
Because I'm excited to get to act two and act three.
I agree. That's where the meaty parts.
Yeah. All right, act two. The teen reads instructions off the Ouija board, which included, you take your hand off the slider, a spirit will be released. Dun, dun, dun. They all gather around, and Agatha starts saying, Mother Maiden Crone? Yes. Spirits be known.
Mm. Mother Maiden Crone, same thing as on her brooch.
Lilia's hand slips off the slider, and Agatha fakes being possessed by Miss Hart.
Real quick, I just want to say, when it was spelling Miss Hart, immediately my mind went to Mr. Shart. And I was like, who?
I was kind of following along and I saw an S and I forgot.
Sharon.
Miss.
Yeah.
Miss with the S at the end. I was like, wait a minute. I thought it was Miss Hart.
Yeah.
I saw MR. I was like, okay, this is going to be Miss Hart.
Yeah.
Then I saw S and I was like, is he typing out Sharon? So I was so confused.
Yeah.
It also says it wants to punish Agatha, which causes her to freak out and remove her hand, releasing a spirit. Jen screams, they have to punish Agatha. And the chaos in the cabin stops, but Agatha has vanished. Mm. The teen finds Agatha on the ceiling, and Agatha begins choking Jen. Wow, that was a tough one. Choking Jen. The lights turn on, and Agatha vanishes again. The ghost of Ivorna?
I believe it was Ivorna.
Harkness on the Salamites?
Of the Salemites,
yes. Appears roasting Agatha's coven for willingly joining her.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Ivorna says they must finish the Witch's Road without her and leave Agatha with her. She also says that Agatha was born evil. That was a little harsh, but also makes sense. Rio is against the idea of leaving Agatha. Jen starts to leave, but the teen has her stay as Agatha begs them to take her. with them. And that's the end of Act Two, ladies and gentlemen.
Bang, bang, bang. I don't have it written down, so I want to spew it now.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about how when Lilia was talking about how the Salem Seven were became them.
Yeah.
It was Rio like defended Agatha on pretty much saying like, well, yeah, because her mother tried to have her executed. And then Rio's kind of keeping that same energy here, which he's like, no, we're not going to let Agatha stay with her mom.
Mm.
Like, it seems like, even though what we can assume, you know, Rio scars from episode 4,
yeah,
that being Agatha making her potentially kill Nicholas Scratch against her better wishes, that Rio still has a soft spot for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still, like, trying to look out for her, which is, there's just a lot in that relationship that still needs to be unpacked.
Yeah,
Because half of the time I'm like, oh, yeah, Rio's trying to kill Agatha. And the other half I'm like, oh, wait, no, they're teaming up. They're scheming.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was interesting.
I feel like that plan from when Agatha presses the button of the microphone in mm-hmm. episode 3?
Yep.
3 or mm-hmm. 4?
That was 3. Oh, 4.
4.
Yeah.
That was kind of, I mean, that's Rio's plan coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. There is still a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
And I think we're missing, or we still haven't gotten a key.
There's definitely some key details.
Details,
that will definitely help.
Mm-hmm.
Another kind of interesting thing I've noticed throughout all these trials is that the teen has found every clue so far in each trial. He found the invitation on the mantle from episode 3. He found the record for episode 4, and now he found the Ouija board. The Ouija board is kind of tough to say he found because it made itself appear, but he read the instructions. And yeah, he pointed it out. He's the one that read the instructions. No one else verified them outside of Lilia saying, what's it say on the back? And he said, people that are above the age of 12. So I just feel like that's interesting, and especially with how the ending of this episode comes to be, makes you think if maybe he had more in play with the road than what we think.
Yes, I think that's a really good point. But I'm just trying to remember from episode 3. I get them mixed up when they first do the first trial.
That's true.
Sharon notices the wine.
Yes.
So is it people that are not in the coven that are... The people that are not in the coven mm-hmm. are pointing out...
The clues.
The clues.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
That is interesting. I didn't think about that. Sharon was the one that...
Because the teen
found the invitation, but then she answered the riddle.
Yeah.
And then died.
And she found the wine, right?
That the answer to the riddle was wine.
Oh, the wine.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, maybe he has a little game plan. And that spell book.
I think that missing spell book is more pivotal. Jesus. It's bigger than we think.
Yeah, maybe it's
I think
like
more
his game plan
yep.
coming into the road
mm-hmm.
and where to find everything and
maybe
what to do.
Maybe the Salem Seven find it. And then they're like,
they probably did.
Yeah, like they use that to their advantage.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or it's just like maybe it's a spell book that Wanda had.
Yeah.
And he doesn't realize it's Wanda's yet, but is kind of like that's like a family heirloom, so to speak. You know? I don't know. Mm-hmm. A lot of things that could be involved with that.
Yeah.
They did a really great job with possessed Agatha, I thought. Just the way that her body contorted and the makeup that they did.
Mm-hmm.
I was very impressed.
Mm-hmm. It's like an old-fashioned horror movie.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of like The Exorcism.
Yeah.
But like new gen.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I'm a huge horror movie guy.
Mm-hmm.
Big spooky season guy. I literally have a ghost tattooed on me. I mean, I'm a pretty keen fan.
Yeah.
I was really impressed. I thought they did a really good job.
Yeah.
And my last one to round out my Act 2 notes is Agatha's mom would take the gold medal for being a hater if there was one.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable. She's like, I should kill you now. I should have killed you when you were born. I should have gotten an abortion.
Yeah.
You're terrible.
You're evil.
You're so bad.
Yeah.
And like, I risked my coven's life to kill you.
Yeah.
So your coven is really betas for joining you. It was just crazy. They were really going in.
No.
Right.
I wanted to say like maybe that coven was on the road trying to sacrifice Agatha, but she prevailed because she took their powers.
Yeah.
So was her mother trying to do the same thing, get the Book of the Darkhold?
Yeah.
That's a crazy maybe. Shot in the dark.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're just trying to kill her.
Yeah, I think they were just trying to kill her.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what
that's
I have. Yeah, that's everything.
I think Agatha did a really good job with the Sharon impression. She kind of had me fooled. I don't think she had you fooled.
No,
right?
When she went, I was like, if this is the way they're gonna have a woman get possessed in this show, yeah. It went from like an 8.5 to a 3.
Yeah, but her voice was spot on.
Her voice was kind of crazy. I will admit that.
I think it sounded like Sharon was doing the voice acting.
It could have been.
Yeah, that would have been crazy. But I thought she did a good job. Besides the fucking,
yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah.
And then we finally get to see or hear. I don't really know. We see a glimpse. We don't really see him.
Yeah, we don't see him.
We hear a glimpse of Nicholas, the name Nicholas Scratch.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, that's the son of Agatha Harkless and the father of the Salem Seven. So that's a kind of a crucial point.
Mm-hmm.
Still don't know the mystery behind that.
Yep. Well, we don't know for sure if he is the father of the Salem Seven in the MCU.
In the MCU.
He is in the comics, but...
The comics and Marvel Wiki, from what my research, he's the father of...
Yeah.
So, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We could dive in that more when we talk about Billy.
Yeah.
About how the sigil was released, but we'll dive into that in Act 3.
Yep. Ooh, that reminds me.
There goes... And then I said in Episode 4 that there's a trend going on where either somebody dies or gets injured.
Yep.
And here it goes again.
Ding, ding, ding.
Alice is dead.
Yep.
So is that how there was one remaining on the last time Agatha was in the road, if she ever was? Is that Rio's plan? I feel like this is definitely planned.
I do agree. It seems too, like... Everything seems to be, like, perfect for it to just be a coincidence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, another person dies from the coven, so I'm just going to call next episode that Jen's going to die.
I mean, you don't have many more guesses, so it's not a bad shout.
Because I feel like Lilia is kind of an important character seeing the future.
Yeah.
So I think she's going to be maybe the last one that goes.
But, Jen, you could also say the same thing for Jen. She's very important because she can do the healing potions and potions.
Yeah. But I feel like there's stuff we're still missing from... Lilia's character than Jen. Jen's kind of, we already know what she does. We already know her backstory. We know everything.
Kind of know her backstory. I do agree. Yeah. You know. I do. I mean, also with the whole, like, Lilia speaking Latin, I think there's something more that's untapped there as well.
Yeah.
So I don't disagree with you.
Mm-hmm. But that's the end of my Act 2 notes.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. And I'm ready for Act 3 because Act 3, I'm excited.
Act 3
about.
Is juicy.
Yeah. It's juicy.
All right. Well, let's jump into it, shall we?
Let's jump right into it.
Evanora possesses Agatha once again, but Alice blasts Agatha, ridding Evanora of her body. Agatha starts to siphon Alice's power, killing her in the process. Everybody begs Agatha to stop. The teen runs back to the Ouija board, and it spells Nicholas Scratch, and the teen screams a name, which causes Agatha to stop. The teen runs over to Alice, but it's too late, as she is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Womp womp. Agatha walks over to the teen, snapping at her, saying Alice was trying to protect you, but you didn't deserve it.
Da, da, da.
I mean, that's just crazy. Agatha leaves and goes out to the road and harnesses Alice's power. The teen goes outside to confront her, saying, so that's what it means to be a witch? To kill people for your own agenda? Well, no, not for me. Agatha laughs a little and whispers to him, are you sure? You're just like your mother. Ooh, that hit. That hit hard. The teen gets upset, and we see some power flicker in his hand. As Agatha is walking away, she is grabbed by Lilia and Jen, and Agatha is thrown into the quicksand mud stuff.
Something.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The teen sends a blast, which sends Lilia and Jen into the quicksand mud stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
We see the teen with his headpiece on, showing who he truly is as the episode fades to black.
I'm excited.
Banger outro song as well, by the way, again.
Billie Eilish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was good.
I liked it.
Yeah. I liked the last episode. That last episode was really good.
Off with your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was awesome.
It reminded me of Project X.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's a great movie.
Great film.
Yeah, a lot of questions to the last minutes of this episode. So did Agatha know all along?
You said it.
I did say money. maybe she kept it from him until she got her powers because she knew she was powerless and she knows that he has powers.
Mm-hmm.
Or where am I? Once the sigil was destroyed, when it was destroyed, mm-hmm. or how it was destroyed, mm-hmm. She got back the memories. Mm-hmm. The memories brought back to her that she was the one that set the sigil yep. for him. Brought up memories about, obviously, Wanda.
Yep.
So maybe that helped.
Mm-hmm.
That was very interesting. And then I also wanted to ask, why did Billy take out Jen and Lilia?
So, remember, this is the only thing I can think of.
Okay.
Do you remember when, asked Agatha how many people of her coven came with her at the end of the road? She said one. Maybe Billy took that to heart and was like, there can only be one that finishes the road.
Maybe.
So let me just wipe everyone else out and let me just finish this walk really quick.
Okay.
Because I'm that guy. Yeah. I can do it. And then just get to the end road quicker.
Mm.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
But I also think that that was phony out of Agatha. And I think Billy, the teen, looked through that.
He has a different game plan.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So I don't fully know.
Yeah. His powers are dope, though.
Yep.
I mean, we see him in WandaVision. Mm-hmm. It's cool to see him as a...
We see him use powers in WandaVision, but we don't see him use this power. And this is definitely...
Mind control? He used mind control in WandaVision.
Oh, he did. You're right.
The guards?
Yeah. Because I'm thinking of like him like stopping the bullets. But yeah, he did use that.
Yeah.
Never mind then.
Okay.
No, I'll screw myself. My bad.
But I like the blue. The blue's a good look.
The blue's a good look.
And then where was Rio the whole time? My guess, probably 100%.
She's harvesting that body.
She's harvesting that body.
Yeah.
Is she going to do the same thing with Lilia and Jen's body right mm-hmm. off the rip? Or are they going to somehow get rescued from Rio?
Mm-hmm.
Is the Salem 7 going to find them?
Mm.
And that Billy is mm-hmm. going to walk the road by himself?
Mm-hmm.
And are we going to see a Billy trial next? It's just him?
Yeah.
There's a lot of questions. And absolutely. I like that.
Because we also don't know where like that quicksand mud stuff leads.
Goes.
What if it's a hollow underneath there and it's like a different thing? What if it does kill them?
Yeah.
There's a lot of different questions there as well.
Maybe it takes
or some. Rio. Yeah, like what you were saying. Rio just is like, I can't let y'all die yet. And as death, I got to get to choose, pick and choose who dies. So I'm just going to like resuscitate y'all and put you over here.
Well, the mud was off the road. And remember from...
With Sharon.
She almost got sucked.
Yeah. But we don't know where it leads.
We have no idea where it leads.
Yeah.
So maybe they're definitely not dead. I mean, at least Agatha's
not dead. I was going to say, Agatha's for sure not dead.
Jen, Lilia might have.
Maybe. I doubt it, though.
I doubt it, too.
Yeah.
But that's the end of my points for Act 3.
Okay.
I'm going to touch on another one.
Yes.
I
have a couple that you want to tag along on.
Yes.
For me personally, I don't understand the whole Nicholas Scratch thing. I don't know what that had to do with anything.
Yeah.
Was the trial supposed to show if Agatha had control of herself to not take someone's power? And if she didn't have control of herself, was like the whole Nicholas Scratch thing just like failsafe?
Maybe.
I don't know. It just seemed like so out of left field. I don't know.
I think it was probably just like a
don't confirmation. Forget about this.
Just a confirmation that, yes, that is Nicholas Scratch. That is her child.
But we knew that from the beginning that Nicholas Scratch was Agatha's kid. So like,
yeah, but the name wasn't confirmed.
It was on the trophy.
Oh, it was. You're right.
Yeah. So okay. I don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just feel like that was super random.
It's just haunting her. Yeah, there's a little. Yeah, there's a lot of questions.
I mean, granted, it is the Ouija boards and it's a spirit, and so like maybe it's like for sure now that he is dead.
I thought
for
sure. I thought for sure it wasn't going to be the mother. I thought it was going to be Nicholas Scratch.
Yeah. Or when it was on the Ouija board, I expected it to
and
be
then the
Nicholas
Salem
Scratch.
7 coming in. I thought like maybe they're going to confront her, not run away.
Yeah.
We're probably going to see, hopefully they're not running away from them again. I want to actually
see a fight.
Not even see a fight. I just want to know what the Salem 7 has to say.
That's fair. Just hear them out.
Hear them out.
I was not expecting Alice to die.
Yeah.
That one really bummed me out. She mm-hmm. was definitely one of my favorites. I would honestly... After episode 4, she was definitely my favorite. And it also really bummed me out that she died in episode 5 after literally just getting rid of her family curse.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't really get to live that long knowing, like, yo, that burden is gone. Like, that really bummed me out.
Yeah.
But I will say, something you and I have definitely been harping on is that Marvel needs to kill more people.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the villains, it just makes the story more involved, not knowing, I don't know if this person's going to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing that, which mm-hmm. is great. Mm-hmm. And I do love that. Just bummed me out, it was Alice.
It would have been better if it was like Jen or something, you know.
I mean, any of them would have definitely bummed me out, but Alice was, yeah.
Yeah, Alice is a G. Yeah. Because I liked how she was kind of having a relationship, like a friendship with Billy.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. I mean, she even saved his life in the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, which makes me wonder, like, if, let's say, I know she doesn't have powers, hypothetically. Jen was the one that did that and died.
Yeah.
Would Billy do the same thing to Alice?
Yeah.
And put her in the mud?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
Talking about the sigil, do you think it was... I don't know. This whole thing is very confusing to me. Was it Alice who put the sigil on the teen? I'm confused on how Agatha figured out his identity. Because she dies, so the sigil could have been lifted because of her death. Which then would bring back the memories into Agatha and be like, oh, I know who you are. You scumbag. Your mother's a scumbag. Hey, yo, your mother.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, I like how you said Alice maybe put it on. I don't think that could be true.
I don't know how she would have gotten
it. Or the sigil was destroyed when Agatha got her powers. Like, that was the key to break the sigil.
Okay.
Also, what I kind of thought when the sigil broke was... That makes sense. When you said in Act 3, the teen goes outside and confronts her, saying, so that's what it means to be a witch, to kill people for your own agenda. Mm-hmm. No, not me. Mm-hmm. And then Agatha laughs and whispers to him, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
But when he said that, when he said, kill people for your own agenda, mm-hmm. no, not me. Mm-hmm. There's also a sound cue.
Yep.
And there's also a demeanor change from Agatha.
Yep.
I think that's when it was broken. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know what would have caused it to break.
But it seemed like that was the part where Agatha, like I...
She showed her cards at that point.
When I was saying, like, maybe that's when the sigil was broken, all her memories brought back.
Yeah.
That she was the one that put the sigil on.
Yeah.
And remembered that this is Billy Maximoff or Billy whatever his
Wiccan,
name.
Wiccan. Whatever.
But, yeah, I think that might have been the key point. Because there's just that sound cue is a little weird. It sounds like the sigil's breaking.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I don't hate that theory, but at the same time I do, because I just feel like there should be a more in-depth way to break a sigil versus a phrase. Especially something as simple as that. You would think with all the other spells that they've done, it's all been in Latin, that it would also be like a Latin phrase.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. It could be just as simple as like, yeah, she got her power. Like, she got some power, which maybe, you know... opened her mind a little bit back to where it was when she had power. I don't know. Maybe it was just very like confusing.
She said it's like for him to figure out what her actual agenda is.
Yeah.
Like it'll be destroyed once he finds what a witch actually means, which would be kind of a lousy.
That's what I'm saying. I'm hoping it's better than that.
Yeah. I don't know if it was Alice. That'd be a crazy shout out of you if that's true.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how it would have been. Doesn't seem like there was any conversations in previous.
And then also you question about Nicholas Scratch being named in this episode for no reason.
And that could have been
maybe
it.
Maybe him saying Nicholas Scratch because she kind of snapped when she heard the name.
Yep.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah. Or maybe her hearing her child's voice again was it.
Yeah. So something.
I don't know.
There's something that was in this episode that was broken. We just can't pinpoint it.
I don't think it was the phrase when Billy says that. And then Agatha turns, like, sinister.
Yeah.
I think that was just her showing her cards. I think she knew at some point before it. Whether that was when she heard Nicholas, when he said Nicholas, maybe previously, and like what you were saying, she's just like, I'm powerless, I can't fight him, so I'm going to wait until I have some power.
Yeah.
That's more where I'm leaning, personally.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I kind of went both avenues on that.
That's smart.
I can't lean on one.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Hopefully we get an answer in episode 6. But I don't know if we will.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be more Salem 7 oriented.
I hope.
I think maybe the Salem 7 is going to take Agatha in episode 6.
Okay.
Take her out of the mud.
Yep.
Or whatever.
Pulling up some mud.
Or they're going to go down. Salem 7 is going to confront her. I think maybe episode 6 probably is going to be... I don't know if it's going to be a trial.
Mm.
I think it's going to be a break from a trial.
Yeah. The trial's gotten shorter each time, too.
I think there's also going to be a separation between all characters.
I mean, there already has been.
Lilia and Jen are going to be doing their own thing.
Yeah, that's a little duo.
Agatha and Billy might, but I think that's also going to be separated.
I think it's going to be Rio and Billy.
I think...
Because Rio's still involved.
Right. So it's gonna be Rio and Billy together.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and the boy's not scary. The boy's not yours. Mm-hmm. She says that.
Yep.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm very interested for episode 6.
Yeah, that they've done a really good job on cliffhangers.
There's gonna be separation though.
Well, there already is, so we know that for a fact.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know if Agatha is gonna be with Jen and Lilia. I think they're gonna be separated. As
yeah,
well.
I agree.
I think the Salem segment is going to pull out Agatha.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever happens when they're in the mud.
Yeah.
Take her away.
Yep.
I think Jen and Lilium climb out of the mud. Just whatever happens after the fucking mud.
The mud is a lot of questions in and of itself. Episode 3. Lilia says to Agatha, try to save Agatha.
Yeah.
Agatha plays along with it. She goes, yeah, I love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 4. Lilia says to Alice, Alice don't.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. That's crazy. Maybe Lilia was trying to warn Alice to try to not save Agatha's life in the future. And maybe. Her first blip, when she says try to save Agatha, she was just with the wrong person. Like, maybe she was supposed to be with Alice in episode 3 saying, try to save Agatha.
Who did she save Agatha to?
Agatha. And then Agatha was like, oh, yeah, that's a great plan. Love that. Yeah. And she kind of went along with it when they're in the bathroom.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. It's kind of a reach, especially because she's had some other like weird outbreaks like that
yeah.
I can't connect. But those two for sure jump out to me, and especially after Alice's death, made me, that's where my mind went.
Yeah.
And then I've got a what if type of question for you. It's definitely one of these.
A reach.
You know what I'm saying? But what if, what if the teen, what the teen wants the most out of anything is his mom.
Yeah.
So what if at the end of this, he completes the road and we see some variation or signal of the Scarlet Witch, whether that be like the crown hovering, maybe just a big red glow,
like a red
the
mist.
Silhouette of her, maybe it's just the scarlet red hair that we see.
Maybe
it's obviously a reach, but we know
what
Alice
does he
wanted
want
to
though
see.
You know,
well, at this point we don't know, because at first it was power, but he has power enough to mind control people and throw them around. Maybe he wants more, or maybe he just does want to know, just know
to
his mom.
See his mom.
Yeah
That would be awesome if
That'd
we see
awesome.
A Wanda cameo,
mm-hmm.
or probably not Elizabeth Olsen, but
yeah.
just like, you remember in WandaVision when Agatha's taking her back on the memories of her getting her powers in the first place from the
Soul Stone.
We see
Mind Stone.
We see like the Scarlet Witch figure coming in. Maybe that's it.
Oh, she got it from from Loki's scepter. Radiates.
Yeah, it's one of the orange stones, or yellow or orange stone. Mine or
it's mine. It's mine. Yeah. Oh yeah, because Ultron breaks the scepter and then puts it into Vision.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It's the yellow and orange one kind of confused me.
It's also the scepter is blue, but inside it's not a blue stone.
Yeah.
That bothers
You've
me.
You've touched on that before.
It bothers me. but yeah, and we see like the just like the silhouette of. What will be the Scarlet
And will
Witch?
Billy get more power from that?
Of what? For what?
Like, will he get some sort of... Because when... This is a crazy speculation.
Okay.
But if we see it... If we do see...
his mom.
Wanda's... Or the Scarlet Witch figure, like how we did in WandaVision.
Yeah.
When Wanda saw that figure, she got powers.
Yeah.
Will Billy get more power? Will Billy just say hi, like, have a dialogue with...
Yeah.
Will we actually see Elizabeth Olsen?
Yeah.
I don't know, but that'd be a cool...
I don't know if you'll get more power because the Scarlet Witch was Elizabeth Olsen's destiny.
Yeah.
That's who she was supposed to be. That's not what the Billy is supposed to be.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
So that's where I'm like, I don't know if you get more power, but for all I know, what if he siphons her power?
Yeah, so...
You know what I mean?
You know.
Like, who knows? And I do have one more point before we jump into our greatest point, which is something that I didn't think about until... As you guys saw, I was on my phone when you were reading a couple of your notes. There is a statue of Billy on Mount Wundagore.
There is. Yeah.
So, I just want to put that out there that, like, he's going to have a very, very serious... Like, I just feel like he's going to have a very serious role because Mount Wundagore was all about the Darkhold, all about the Scarlet Witch. There's something there. I don't know exactly what it is, whether it's a sinister thing, whether if it's like maybe he's like going to try to rehabilitate his mom to not be the Scarlet Witch or use her magic for good and not evil. I don't know. But having him on there is something. It has to be.
What if when they get to the end of the road, it's like a door and it opens to that Mount, what is it called?
Mount Wundagore.
And it's not destroyed. It's how it was when Wanda first got there and then learns the powers from that.
Could be.
Like there's a little thing for him. And I forgot the monsters that she has.
I forgot what they're called as well.
But maybe that's a door and like that's where she he
figured out. And to open
where
the door, they have to use the jade egg? Yeah. I don't know. I'm just throwing that one out there still.
But yeah. A lot of questions. Still a great show.
Yeah.
Really, really interesting.
It's a great episode.
Really excited for episode 6.
Yep. That headpiece also looks incredible.
Yeah. The silver kind of like...
Yeah, it's like a bluish silver from what it looked
prism?
Like.
Prism? No.
Yeah, it's not a... Yeah.
Like a, it's got a like a oily look to it.
That's a great way of describing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was into it.
But yeah, that's all
that's
my
what we
points.
Have.
All right.
So.
Well, welcome back, folks.
Marvelous. First one being...
Yeah.
That Kyle Chandler has officially signed to play Hal Jordan in the Lanterns series.
I think that's awesome. He's a great actor. He's been in a lot of movies that I've enjoyed.
Yeah.
I think shows as well. Mm-hmm.
James Gunn is cooking over there. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this is going to be...
Unbelievable. I saw the crazy stat. I'm not even going to try to find
it. I think it's going to be really good, which is awesome to see DC. I don't know. I think... He's doing so good over there. I don't think these movies will be like how we think of a DC movie. Like they're going to be different. They're going to be bangers.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Which is good for Marvel because it's upping the competition.
Yeah. And as we've said a thousand times. Yeah. I do agree. I don't know.
I like the Superman cast.
See, that's where you're losing.
I saw a rumor that, which I don't want at all, but they want Robert Pattinson in the DC EU, I don't. As the Batman.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want that. I want him in his own universe.
I agree.
I love Robert Pattinson. I love that Batman. I love that look. I love the style.
Yeah.
So hopefully, we get like there's fan castings of the Soldier Boy. I forgot his name.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Him as Batman. That'd be a great pick.
I don't know.
Second, Tom Holland has changed his Instagram bio saying there will be an announcement today.
Yes.
We
both did some research. I couldn't find exactly what the announcement was.
I appreciate you putting me into that.
Yeah.
I didn't put any research. He put the research in.
Okay. Well, I was trying to make us both look good, but yeah.
No, you can.
I couldn't find, his Instagram bio changed again, and now there's two links. One being like a golf related thing and the other one being like a, you can like buy some entries like raffle tickets, and there's a chance that you can get like flown out to see a screening of the Spider-Man with him in the theater.
Oh, that'd be super
good. In like December. Oh, but wow. I don't know.
Okay.
All right, next one being, it's rumored that Spider-Man will be heavily referenced in the Daredevil Born Again series, but we will not see him in the show.
I like the references. I would have liked like a little appearance, of maybe like on a TV or something.
Yeah.
Probably see him on a TV. Maybe.
I was going to say maybe that. I mean, we don't know when, at least I don't know when this is exactly in the timeline wise where it's at. But it would make sense that Charlie Cox, Daredevil, would know him after him being the lawyer.
He probably would be in the show if Sony wasn't, you know, keeping him on lock from Marvel.
Yeah, but also this is Daredevil's show and we all know Spider-Man's definitely going to take a spotlight. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
So
yeah,
maybe they're just like, hey, focus on him, all right? Yeah, yeah. At least for the first season. Then we'll throw you a couple good cameos in the second.
I'm excited for the show, though. I think it's going to be really good.
I'm sick and tired of reading off these rumors and things about the show. Can I just watch it? Yeah. The show has been done for like 8 months.
It's because a lot of people love Daredevil, so they want as much news as possible. But yeah, it is annoying to read it.
Dude, I feel like we've been covering Daredevil Born Again news for the past year.
Yeah, we have. We have.
Dude. Yeah, but Blade's different because that's not even started.
Yeah.
Daredevil was like the whole thing was like, I mean, the whole thing wasn't shown, but during like D23, they're like, hey, here's like everybody and like, you know, got some questions. Like, we're done rapping.
Maybe.
Dude!
We'll see. Venom, The Last Dance will have 2 post-credit scenes. Go for it.
I think this is pointless. It's the end of the Venom series. Like, why would you put end credit scenes into a show, like into a movie where there's not a follow up?
I think it's not for Venom. I think it's for Spider-Man, at least one of them. Because
I've
there
heard
was
about
a Spider-Man.
That, but...
remember when Tom Holland posted something like, He was like in a makeup room. He was like doing something, shooting something secret today. He posted on his Instagram, shooting something secret today.
Okay.
So I think maybe that was probably it. And maybe him running into the Venom.
But we've had this discussion. We don't know if Sony is going to allow Marvel to use Venom.
They better.
But we can say that all day long, yeah. But doesn't mean they will.
Yeah, we don't know if they will let him, so we have to wait and see.
Yeah.
But maybe he'll be in it, maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what the
post. I just feel like the half of these Marvel news today, you've just been like, I just hope Spider-Man's involved.
Yeah, I hope Spider-Man's involved.
You love him.
I miss that motherfucker.
That's fair. Next one being, that was really funny.
Yeah.
Rumored that Marvel is looking to cast the Beyonder.
Yeah.
Which is, quite frankly, the most powerful being in MCU.
Mm-hmm. I like the Beyonder. I think I saw like a rumor they're trying to get an A-lister. Somebody.
They want someone like that's like middle-aged.
Yeah, apparently. Somebody who works really well with Spider-Man.
Maybe like a Tom Hardy, but he's now the Beyonder.
Yeah. But yeah, like an A-lister, which would be cool. But it's got to be a good pick.
Yeah, I heard a rumor about Liam Neeson. I hope it's not that.
You don't like Liam Neeson?
I don't mind him at all. He's really good at one role.
Taken?
Yeah, but that's like he's also in The Commuter and he plays the same thing.
Yeah.
He also does, was it The Grey Wolf or whatever? He plays a slightly different role, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Give me a guy that's got a little bit of versatility.
People have been trying to get like, I'm just Keanu Reeves.
No.
Personally.
No.
I like him and John Wick, but he's only got one avenue for me. Like he's never been like a... I don't love him as much as people do.
That's fair.
I do like the dude. He's awesome. Great.
I think the people that really sweat him, though, were the people that were around for when The Matrix first came out.
Yeah.
Which was a phenomenal film.
Yeah.
But, like, our generation, I don't know if you've seen it. I've seen it. But, like, it was already dated by the time I saw it. And, like, it was a cool concept. But, like, at that point, the whole, like, simulation theory was already, like, out in the zeitgeist. Yeah. So I was like, okay, so just doing a ploy on that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
The Beyonder. I know that Ryan Gosling was a while back, and one of our Marvel news was in a rumor.
Yep.
Maybe. I'd like to see him as like a...
I don't know if I'd like that either, though.
Like a ghostwriter, maybe. Maybe.
I would rather have him as a ghostwriter. Because for me, The Beyonder needs to be a very serious...
Not like, The Rock.
No.
Please don't do The Rock.
Definitely not. No. No.
I saw...
Henry Cavill?
I think they saw... I forgot what character they're trying to... There's rumors saying that they're...
Oh, my God.
Apocalypse.
Yes.
And then I read the comments, and everybody was like, no.
Yeah.
People are sick and tired of The Rock.
Correct.
Which is... Great guy, does a lot for the community, but his movies, man.
One Avenue.
Never been a fan.
This dude wore a, like, tan vest with cargo shorts and, like, four different movies. Yeah. I can show you a screenshot of, like, four different movies, and you're like, wait, pick, like, name all the movies he's on.
I like him in... Jumanji was a good movie. Central Intelligence.
That was probably top two. But
that was a good one.
That was really good. Are you in or are you out? Well, I'm out. Ooh, too bad, Jet. You're already in.
Yeah.
Because we were going to go in this really cool high five thing, but you didn't want to play ball. That was really funny.
But yeah, Fate and Furious, Fast and Furious series. I've never been a fan, so it's just rough to watch.
Right. Hobbs and Shaw? The spinoff with him and Jason Statham?
Idris Elba is tough in that movie, though. I see like a little clip where he's like goes under the truck.
Yeah, the trailer.
Yeah, and he's like holding the end of the motorcycle.
Yeah.
That was pretty tough.
Yeah, Idris Elba's a goat.
Yeah. Rumor says that Doctor Doom will only make appearances in Fantastic Four, Secret Wars, and Doomsday. But after, it is very unlikely we'll see him. Which, I mean, it is a bummer, but I don't know why we would see him after that.
I don't know. I mean,
if I know you want to see him more because it's Doctor Doom. Doctor Doom is a massive character.
I don't like this whole thing, personally.
Yeah.
So, I don't know about all that.
I thought you wanted Doctor Doom.
I wanted Celestials. You wanted Doctor Doom.
You said in a podcast you wanted Doctor Doom for more than one movie.
Oh, yes, for that. Yes, yeah. I want to develop him more. I mean, if I'm stuck with Doctor Doom, I want him to be developed.
Yeah.
It just sucks that he's being thrown in halfway through the multiversal saga.
Okay, I got you.
Because Kang can't keep his hands to himself, which is crazy, that now we're getting like a shorter stint, which means we won't be able to develop the character as much.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks.
I don't even know if we would have got Kang regardless.
Oh, he was a multi. Yeah, he was.
If like, Jonathan Majors didn't, like, if he didn't do that stuff, I don't think we even would have got Kang.
You don't think? I think we would have, absolutely. With the amount of setup.
Because there's things that are saying, like, after Quantumania.
Yeah.
Rough film.
Yeah.
On Kang, that there wasn't too much hype around him.
Yeah, but I mean, there was also, like, yes, but then when you look at Loki, there was a lot of hype around him.
Yeah, because they did it right. After that, it was like,
ugh. Yeah, but then you go back to what was right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I mean, they've got many years to plan.
But then when they planned it, there was a rumor saying that they were going to grab the Kang from Quantumania to be in Kang Dynasty. So that would have been already just not a good sale.
I mean, they could have changed them still.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, especially for it to be an Avengers movie, it would have been different writers. Maybe. So you got to think it wouldn't have been as silly as Ant-Man beat him.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know. To me, it's a bummer because we do have RDJ back, which I don't personally like. But, like, at least I would have enjoyed to seeing him, like how they did Thanos, where we saw him from, like, literally, what, Phase 2 all the way to the end of the Infinity Saga?
It was after the first Avengers movie.
Yeah, so Phase 2 to the end. Now we're getting Doctor Doom halfway through this saga. It's not going to feel rushed because I have so much faith in the Russo brothers. But it's still, like, I'm going to have so many, like, questions and wonders of how did he do this? And what was the backstory on that? And I don't know. That's what makes me bummed out.
This whole saga has been a little...
very messy. Very messy. As Deadpool said, you know, stop with this.
Yeah.
It's been flop after flop after flop.
Yeah. He joined at a low point.
Yeah. Welcome to the MCU.
Welcome to the MCU. You kind of joined at a low point. That was one of my favorites. But that's the end of, right? That's the end of Marvel news.
Yeah, absolutely. So, real quick, if you guys don't mind making that red rectangle a gray one by subscribing, please and thank you.
Yeah.
Make sure you're hitting that thumbs up button as well. There's some fun confetti. And it just makes us feel a little bit better and lets us know that you guys are enjoying the project that we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
As for the audio platforms, we are on Apple Podcasts and on the Spotify's. So go check them out as well. If you're just at work, you're doing a long drive, something like that.
Yeah.
You want to hear us yapping. I know my boy right here, Tyler's got a nice soothing voice to most people. Me, on the other hand, a little bit obnoxious. You got to deal with it. Don't know what to tell you. As for that, Gonzo, why don't you go ahead and raise those hands if you don't mind. Bye. Those are going to be our socials right there. We got the Watchers PC on everything. We're talking the talks, we're talking the Instagrams, and we're talking the Twitters.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys are checking out the Twitter, or sorry, make sure you guys are checking out the TikToks and the Instagrams, as my boy Tyler right here has been chefing up some phenomenal clips. Obviously, my boy is doing the best work known to man. Someone give this guy a multi-million-dollar contract. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be really nice. That'd be really nice. Hit me up.
Yeah, facts. You know? I mean, self-taught. Look at that, man. Right? Yeah. It's crazy. but as for that, thank you guys for...
it's for real estate.
I hit that last time.
Yeah, you did.
I was
editing, and I was like, it, like, literally, like, vibrated my brain. As for that, though, thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Yes.
Enjoying this episode of Agatha number 05.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, we're going to be circling the block with number 6. So make sure you guys are checking that out. Every Saturday, we're uploading it.
Leave you guys' predictions in the comments, too. We kind of want to see what you guys are thinking in the episodes as well.
Yeah.
I want to see different opinions. It could change our opinions as well.
Yeah.
If I see something I really like, I'll probably attach onto that one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's a good call.
Really, really enjoying the show.
Yeah.
I'm excited for episode 6.
Absolutely.
We've been the Watchers.
Peace. And butt grease.